Hey, only a minute
away.
Hey,
hi. TJ, you sound like you're talking on like 1.5 speed.
Hello, it's me, TJ. I'm here. I hung out with you too much, probably.
I know. You're like talking fast. What is this?
I'm from Massachusetts. We all talk fast.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
In Massachusetts doesn't just go to car in the pot.
Well, that's the accent, but also everyone talks.
Trash, can you do that again? Because that was the worst.
Trash, do that the whole episode, please. Yeah.
But I can only say car in the park. That's like all I. That's all like,
well,
I can.
Where do you park the car?
Havid Yad, of course.
Yeah, Havid Yad. You pack the car. Havid
Yad. In what?
In Havid Yad.
I don't even know.
Harvard Yard.
Oh, Harvard Yard. Oh.
Hey, welcome to the stand-up. We are having a very special episode today. Today we have Casey Moratori, very common guest on this show. And he apparently has a bit of a keyboard affinity. And we're going to be chatting about keyboards today. Also with me is TJ, Bellatro, Wizard, and Trash. He has one password for his entire family, and it's been leaked several times.
So we appreciate you conserving. It's kind of like eco-friendly, right? Like, he's saving the environment one password at a time.
Oh, I like that. One password. Anyway, sorry.
Ooh, is that a pour-over? Is that a gentle pour-over you're doing there, Prime?
I am doing a little bit of a pour-over right now. I just figured a little bit of coffee for the stand-up would be a good move.
Very nice.
That is fancy.
Or are we filming a podcast right now?
We had considered it.
Time out. Is that coffee, Casey?
This? No, this is tea.
Okay. I was about to say, I was like, that is mud water. You should not be drinking that.
No. That's tea, my friend. It's actually like mango tea.
Okay. Yeah. I'll allow it then. All right.
You know what? You don't get to allow anything in Casey's life, Trash.
It's true.
An adult. He can make his own choices.
Oh, that's tea? Okay, I'm sorry. Cool.
Speak for yourself, Prime. I would appreciate some commentary on my beverage choices from Trash. I want to hear that. I want to know. Maybe I'm making some very, very serious mistakes when I fill up my cup in the morning.
Okay, fair.
Could be.
I mean, is it terminal coffee?
So here's the thing, you know, I'm a Windows user. How am I going to order terminal coffee?
Putty.
C-S-H-H. I don't even know.
Idiot.
Casey, we know that you have many Linux servers sitting around.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. You don't even need a GUI attached to them to order.
Okay, all right. S-H-H, what do you guys use? I can't remember. I don't think I can use it.
Is it secure?
Many are still wondering that on Hacker News to this day.
Yep.
I actually do like the idea of being able to order things from a command prompt if you're already in a command prompt. Like, I love the idea. I'm kind of surprised, actually, that you haven't taken over the world already. I'm assuming that's because the only thing you could buy on there is just some coffee. You need like Amazon, but it's all accessible just from the terminal, right? I mean, I assume that's the eventual goal.
I don't know if that's the goal.
No?
But I do like the idea of selling other items other than just coffee and even being able to sell stuff that, say, is like more drop-shipped or is able to be shipped from countries in which we currently do not sell in, because it is very difficult to get coffee all around the world and all that. So we are only available technically in Europe and in the Americas.
It's pretty good.
Good sourced coffee.
Thanks, Trash.
Thanks, Trash.
Trash approved. Okay.
We're putting that on the bag, dude. Nice.
That seems like a good segue into this stream, which is like gear talk. Are Trash and I the only two keyboard fiends on this particular podcast?
Wait,
or
Trash,
are you guys keyboard fiends as well?
I wouldn't say I'm a fiend, but I have a good number of them that I will share.
So it's kind of interesting because I feel like me and Prime probably have the goofiest keyboards, but I only own one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, it's, you know how when people are like, oh, there's only like left and right politically, and then someone's like, oh, you got to get out the compass. I feel like this is us for keyboards now. Like, we got to get out the keyboard compass here.
Okay.
Of like, are you an authoritarian keyboarder? Or
Gotcha. There's definitely some sort of SWOT analysis diagram of keyboards about to happen right here. All right. So, since I know very, very little about keyboards other than I type and I'm very fast at them, you want to give us like a walkthrough, maybe an intro into keyboards for all of us, and then kind of, Casey, maybe tell us why you choose yours and what makes an excellent keyboard and why is everybody else's opinion wrong. Oh, TJ.
I also want to know how you got into keyboards, Casey.
Yes. It might even be better. How did you get into keyboards?
Okay, so this is – I have to say this very carefully in case you guys ever want sponsors that are involved in keyboard manufacturing on this program. So I'll simply say, I used to use a particular brand of keyboard that I liked well enough, but I had to replace it like every year because like a key would eventually die.
Microsoft keyboard.
No.
Okay.
But Watch that's tech. Probably true as well. It didn't happen to be.
Developers, are you tired of code reviews that just say, looks good to me, or here's seven things I need you to change that are irrelevant to the PR? Well, meet CodeRabbit, AI reviews right inside your editor. Starting with VS Code, Cursor, and Windsurf, sorry, no Vim yet, hit review and bam. Out comes feedback even before you open a pull request. CodeRabbit can help flag bugs that your vibe coding with your LLM bots missed. And with one easy click, it can send all the context back to your favorite agentic tools for quick fixes line by line. CodeRabbit offers a generous free tier with up to 50 code reviews per day. Grab the extension now at coderabbit.link/primogen-vscode. Links in the description. And ship cleaner code today.
And so... about 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember exactly when, maybe 2 years ago, I was just like, all right, look, I'm just going to learn about keyboards, and I'm sure that I can go out there in this world of, like, I know there's keyboard fanatics out there. There must be a keyboard that I can buy that I will like that will be, like, super durable, and I can just have that keyboard for, like, the next 10 years and not think about it anymore, right? And so that's what started me down this road. And it went from that relatively simple proposition. And this is how they get you, right? It's like the schoolyard dealer or whatever it is. It's like they get you with this one little thing you want. I just want a little bit nicer keyboard or something. And, you know, now today it's like I make these myself by buying various, like, mod kits and the base keyboard and different switches and keycaps, and I put them all together. And I didn't even notice that happening to me. Like, so, I didn't notice this happening to me. I've gone all the way full. So, anyway, does that answer that question first? Yeah,
just to answer that question. You're telling me that a desire to have a product last longer than 1 year is how Big Industrial Keyboard Complex gets you?
Yes, yes, yes. But it's actually small keyboard. I don't know. It's like niche keyboard people get you. That's how they get you. You know, it's like the Arch Linux experience or whatever. It's like it doesn't work on a lot of people, but when it works, that's it. You're in, right? You've gone down that road and you're never coming back. Right?
The lifetime value on the people who buy one custom keyboard kit, oh boy, you are happy. That's a big capture for that LTV, boys.
Yep. So that's what happened. That's what happened to me. And so I happen to be using now, I use the Keychron. This is the base keyboard is a Keychron. They're super heavy. This thing I'm lifting up now is probably like 10 pounds or something.
What material is it?
It's solid metal of some kind. It's nuts. I don't know. It's like spent uranium, right? It's ridiculous how heavy this thing is.
I want a tungsten keyboard. Like, I want a 50-pound keyboard.
This is, when you pick this up, that is what you will think you are holding. It is shockingly heavy. I've never held a keyboard that was this heavy before, but it's nice. It stays where you put it, and that's pretty great. The only thing I will say, the Keychron, so this, the stock model Keychrons, these guys here, which these are custom keycaps. That's not what it would look like normally. The stock models, when you get a keyboard, there's a couple different things that will determine, like, the feel and the sound and that sort of thing. Sound in particular, the body of the keyboard plays a big role in that, believe it or not. So the stock Keychrons, they feel too crispy to me. They're very, like, they have
what's
like a
crispy?
Lot of
crispy. What does that,
like,
yeah, mean?
Teeny, like a lot of treble.
Like Sun Chips?
Yes.
Treble.
Like the Sun Chip bag is what you're trying to say.
Like metal, like the feeling of hitting metal a little bit too much. Mm. Like your feet, you're hearing that. It's like a little bit pingy, and
it's
you
like a little
feel
spring
it.
Sound, like a echo.
Maybe
almost.
Not necessarily, not like the switch. So not like the old IBM keyboard, those like clang, 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 mm-hmm. clang ones or anything like that. But you just, it's a little, crispy is the best way to.
I can't, we're clipping
crispy
that, dude.
Prime.
That's
crispy,
that's the new
okay?
intro to the stand-up. Clang, 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 clang.
It's just a little bit crispy is all I'm saying.
All right.
So what you do is you open them up and you mod them by putting in like very like poron foam and a PEB play. There's all these like inserts you use because if you open these up stock, there's very little actual padding in them. And so I add a bunch of padding to them, which you can buy aftermarket. You can buy aftermarket ones for this. So you don't even have to cut it yourself. You just
like
buy
pillows
them.
Is, keys?
Does that make what the kids call thonkiness? That's what make your keyboard go thonk, thonk, thonk.
Thonk
as opposed
is
to
usually
clank,
like,
clank,
a brown,
clank.
Like a brown switch.
I see what you're asking for. It's really not quite that. That's more just like, I think you're talking about thock, T-H-O-K.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Thockiness.
You're right. Thock, thocky.
Thick? Do you have thick keys?
It's...
Sorry. Yeah. I had
not thonk. I put an N in there. Okay, I sound like an idiot. Yeah, thock.
Thock.
Thocky.
If thock is the overall quality of a sound you're looking for, they use that to describe that, like, right, kind of noise. I can't make it with my mouth.
Here's some pinks. Here, hold on one second. Let me get this.
Okay.
Kind of thought.
Okay.
Is that thock?
I mean,
I think so.
Here's the thing I will say. Despite being very into building my own keyboards, I never really know exactly what people are talking about with thock. You go online and you hear lots of like keyboard demo things. They all sound pretty similar, and a lot of them that I would have thought are thocky, they're like, that's not thocky, or this is, you know. So I'm not going to say. I can't comment. I'm not an expert.
This is the meme with the butterfly where the guy, you know, he's looking up and Prime is just holding up keyboards. Is this thock?
I know. Someone said that's not thock. That was creamy. I didn't realize there was a creamy category. Okay, is this one thock? Just quick
People
question.
People are just making things up. Everyone's just making things up.
That's more
Man,
clicky.
That, I love that sound. My eyes almost like rolled to the back of my head. Like,
Trash, hold up.
There's that
first,
sound.
First, Trash, you're asking if the keyboard's thick, and now you're saying you love that. Trash?
I'm a big ASMR guy. That's all I'm going to say.
You should not say that, okay? I don't know if you've been on the internet, but ASMR is not keyboard clicking
ASMR
sounds,
cool.
Okay?
So, yeah, I mean, I love these things. I will enrage everyone in chat now
by revealing that
not only do I not want thockiness or clicky keys or any of those things, I like it to be squishy. Sorry, Trash.
So like a membrane?
Oh, that's why you put the little sponges underneath your keys? Oh, dude, I hate that. Okay. It's like you're typing. It's like those keyboards that have like those... like that silicone thing underneath them, like
yeah.
Some of those stock keyboards. It just, yeah. It feels like you're like typing on a keyboard has like saran wrap inside of it. It's
well,
disgusting.
No, that I would hate too. But I want that smooth, like I'm just flying through the night on an owl's wings. I want that feeling, right?
So are you just like typing on your
Relatable.
Keyboard?
Right?
What are you doing?
Yeah, it comes from the. I held this up before. It comes from this problem. When I was little, I had Amiga computers, and it's like chasing that first, you know, it's that first experience you're trying to get back the whole time. And those were they had a really nice soft squish to them, and so I always wanted that back, and this is the first time I've ever been able to get it. So so I'm actually using silent switches in this. That's a type of category of switch, as opposed to the kinds what no one wants those except me, apparently, but I love it. So,
okay. So where? So just help me for a quick second. I know chat won't be able to see this as well. But on the matrix of thock and squish, are you telling me there's also what's the other one? There's creamy as one.
But what about clicky? There's like a clicky.
Yeah, clicky as well.
And then clicky.
Yeah, I mean, I can hold it.
This is not how charts work, Prime.
Well,
it's
I know,
not.
But this is one of those things. It's like, where are you? Are you part? Are you right? Are you right here? Are you more on the squishy side?
Yeah, but the
oh yeah,
the
I put it
on
the wrong thing.
Have to
lines. I didn't want to write over the line, and then I realized I totally did this incorrect. Okay, my
That's
bad.
That's not
bad, my
how
bad.
Grass works.
Yeah, okay, so it'd be squishy up here. Sorry. Okay, there we go.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna go back in shame. To this.
I wonder why Prime looks so focused. He was making
don't forget that happened.
Yeah, I'm doing a proper stand-up and not paying attention. Okay?
Josh, cut that out in post, Josh. Save Prime.
I mean, we can do this here. So this, I don't know if anyone can see. You probably can't even
it
focus
completely,
on this. It's too
yeah.
blurry.
There we go. What is right? that?
So I'll just show you. This is a standard blue switch. This is, I think,
I love blues.
Right, the blue switch, which yeah, this is, it's not a Cherry MX Blue, which is probably the more standard kind, but it's, you know, a similar kind. This is a Kalth Box Jade.
I thought they were called Kallies for a long time. I thought they were called Kallies for a long time.
You're probably right. But I have no idea how to pronounce
they're
it.
They're Kale. You're right. They're actually called Kale.
Okay. This is even clickier. So if we do it, so here's the blue. I'll hold it up. You hear that?
Trash's team. That is the best.
Okay. This is about to get age restricted.
Right, yeah, I know. This we're gonna get demonetized, unfortunately. But here a Kalth Box Jade is way harder core clicky. So if you're clicky, you want this.
Oh yeah.
You hear that?
Yes.
Wow. I need a harder click though. That clicks.
Man, that's a good way to make your coworkers.
No, this
hate
is
you.
Way harder. You put a Kalth Box Jade in there, it's way harder to push. It is stiff. Like these things are you want thick. Yep. This is stiff.
These
are also box switches. So box switches are ones that have a box around where the keycap inserts, so they don't wobble. You know how normally you put your finger on a key, you can kind of move it a little bit side to side?
It has a little bit of play.
Well, it's okay. We can see if we can see this in here. There's a box right in there like that holds it. Do you
That's
see how there's
what
a square?
Box means.
See?
Oh my god.
That's what a box
right.
means.
Well, as no, opposed to normal, the normal
I don't
switch.
Why it's a box jade. Like, why is it a box yeah. jade? I didn't know that.
The normal switch is just the little nub, right? So there you go. So anyway.
Oh, trash. Nice.
That's how that goes. But anyway. That's what determines more of the clickiness, stockiness thing. The switches and the keycaps are going to be more of that. The body is more, I mean, you know, think of it like a fine guitar. That's where the resonance comes from, where the other tones come from, right? But it starts with the switch and the keycap, obviously.
Okay. What is the switch and the keycap? What is that in relation to the guitar?
The strings and the bridge
fretboard.
I don't know.
Pickup and strings. Okay, pickup and strings. Okay, okay, okay.
Hold on, I want to show you my keyboard, Casey.
Yeah, let's do some trash.
I think
show and
you'll
tell
appreciate
here.
It.
Trash and click it next to the microphone, dude. We need
oh,
to
tell
hear
me if
it.
You can
too.
Hear this.
Oh, look at that bad boy.
Can you hear that? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I can.
Oh, yeah.
So these are the Brown Tactile keys. So I got into keyboards. Not too long ago, I went to a startup and everyone was like half my age. And like, I was like the kind of person that just used the default keyboard, whatever was on my desk that my work gave me, I would just use happily. Yeah. But then all these like Zoomers were just look so cool with like their keyboards. And they're like, literally everyone was on my team. And I was just like looking around.
Peer pressured by 19-year-olds.
Like, it was like the meme where the guy with the backwards hat, he's like, hello, fellow kids or whatever. Yeah, that was literally me. So everyone was like having their clicky clacks. And, like, I just came in, and I was just like, dude, like, I felt so out of place.
So when you pulled out your keyboard, were you, like, kind of ashamed? You're like, oh, yeah, I just borrowed this one. My keyboard's at
my
home.
Other one's
like,
in the
I
shop.
Have
no,
another
my
keyboard.
Other one's in the shop.
This is what happened. I literally, like, first day, first week, I get to my desk, plug my laptop in, got a new laptop. They already have, like, a keyboard at my desk for me, which is, like, the default Mac one, which is, like, super skinny and flat.
Yeah.
And I just start typing on it, and they're all just, like, looking at me. They're like, is he not going to? He's not going to switch that out. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And then, like, it was funny. They had typing competitions.
This is amazing.
So you could type the fastest. But at the same time, they all had, like, blue keys. So it was like, clicky, clack, clack. But anyway, it looked so cool. And they all had, like, crazy color schemes. And I was like, man, I got, like, really sad. And I was and then, like, I went online and just, like, bought, like, three. And I was like,
question.
And just...
question.
Yes.
Question. When you came into the office with yours... A, did you hope that people were going to be like, whoa, trash? And B, were you a poser? You know, like you're the guy that shows up.
Oh, I was 100% a poser.
How long ago was that?
Just carrying the old keyboard.
How's that good your task going? Oh, okay. Anyways,
just,
I'm going to be over here
I'm
on my
just
desk.
Here with my new keyboard
I'll be over here on my keyboard.
Can you lift that back up? Can you lift it back up? Do you have the HJKL colored black on there? It's pretty
nice.
Based.
Trash.
It's pretty based.
I do. So
oh,
you
and
can't...
you got a custom F12.
Yeah,
custom
so
escape
have,
in F12.
Okay, so I have... Dude,
yeah.
I'm like, I like geeked out real hard.
Oh, yeah.
So I have like these
okay,
two...
Trash, but stop. Before you go further, is this the very first one, or is this like several iterations later?
No, this is actually the first one I ever got.
Okay.
So I have two versions of it. I don't want to unplug this other keyboard. But I got this one, and then I switched out keys with another one. So I have a bunch of hentai keys.
He actually sent me a bag of hentai keys also.
I sent some hentai. So I brought this into the office. Didn't get in trouble, luckily.
My wife threw them away. Just FYI. They never made it.
Now we're definitely going to be monetized.
It did not happen on my keyboard.
But yeah, dude, I went all out. Just like color schemes. But then I got these...
Trash, has your wife seen your keyboard?
Which she's been describing as thick and amazing.
She's embarrassed whenever she sees it. She's like, I can't believe I'm married to you. And I'm like, I can't believe it either. And I'm like, I agree with you. I'm like, fair. I feel the same way. But then I got these cool like Naruto custom keys. So there's like a Ninetales and Susanoo. And they're like
Trash,
acrylic.
Quick side note.
Hold on, what's that?
Prime didn't even know about the Rock Lee scene where he drops his weights.
Ah, that is better. Now I will be able to move freely.
Come on, you really think you'll be able to get through Gaara's defenses just by dropping a couple of pounds of weight?
Yeah.
He didn't even know it existed. I was trying
to
reference it.
That's like the hardest scene in all of anime culture, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I was embarrassed to be known by him.
I'm going
to
stand up with a bunch of
boomers. That's the hardest scene?
Dude, it's so hard. Crazy hard.
Okay.
It's sick.
I guess I will never like anime if that's the case.
Is it bad time to mention that I have no idea what you're talking about at all?
That's okay, Casey.
It's okay.
You're all right.
It's okay.
You're safe.
All right.
You're safe.
Sweet. Good.
Yep.
It's good to know.
But yeah, my story into keyboards isn't really anything complicated. I just wanted it to look cool. And then once I bought the first one, and I saw Milky have this keyboard on stream. It's the GMMK Pro. And I was like, dude, this is clean because it lights up. Like with you can change like the LED backlights. Mm-hmm. But this thing weighs like 10 plus pounds.
Yeah. Trash, so not only did you copy it because of Zoomers, you went straight RGB right afterwards too.
Dude, man, I lost control. And then look, and then I was like, okay, maybe my wrist does hurt a little bit. And I was like, I don't know if it's like placebo from like seeing you all like, oh, my wrist hurt. And I was like, man, right. I think maybe my wrist hurt.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, fine. Let me try this shit. And then
if
I
you got
this,
an Ergodox.
I got the Voyager as my first split key. This thing was way too hard. Used it for 1 week. And it's just, if anyone wants to buy this from me, I will sell it to you.
What was that?
Dude, it's called the Voyager and there's like zero keys on it. I was so confused.
Yeah,
where's the shift key?
Don't get a Voyager.
What is this? Look at that. Yeah. What is this? Oh my dude.
Well, you bought it.
All right, how much are you selling it for? How much? We got a lot of people in chat right now saying they'd buy it. What is the cost?
I'll sell it 10% below market price, whatever that is.
Trash, you're doing this wrong. You can sell it above market price and sign it because you're a stand up member.
50%
markup.
I'll spit on it or something.
Throw in a hamster key with that.
That's
throw in a key with that.
On
key
it and we'll sign
you
it.
What? I'll include some bath water in the
all right. We got there something. Go. We should probably start, honestly, Trash, with what you're offering at this point, since it's such a comprehensive package for Trash.
Yes.
We should probably get an auction site going.
Yes.
We should auction it through SSH. We'll add a special spot in terminal.shop and we'll auction it off.
Trash. Only Trash. Can, only Trash.com.
Only Trash.com.
Dude, but I legit tried the split keyboard experience. I think like all my friends that do use split keyboards, they're like, you went to like hard mode because there's just way less.
Yeah, that is
like
a hard one.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's a super
hard one. So I was like, okay, first this was a mistake. So maybe I might try it again with like a Moonlander or something. I don't know.
Why not just go for Kinesis?
Man, I tried your keyboard at the tower and it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Prime's keyboard has software remaps so that all of the letters lie to you. You cannot base the experience of split keyboards on Prime's keyboard.
Yeah, it's true. It literally had no keys on it so you couldn't see it, and it was remapped, so it was like not even possible for your brain to understand it.
Yeah, it was.
How do you learn that?
You don't have labels
keyboard
on your keys. They're just blank.
How did
keys.
I learn a key? Dude, how do you learn your keyboard?
No, but without labels on it. You just guessed where they were?
No, brother, it's. This is like iteration 3 of my keyboard.
So it's the same one.
Yeah, it just has nothing on it. That's all
crazy.
It is. It's just a blank space. Oh, look, TJ's flexing his.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
Didn't you bring an even smaller one to the tower, or is that the one from the tower?
No, that's
I brought this one. I brought this one.
Can you hold it like
a
gun?
I put my hands on it, and I was like, I don't know.
Can you hold it like a gun like Trash did?
Pew, pew, pew. I'll do it like Trash.
It's like the Nintendo glove. What's the Nintendo?
Power glove.
The power glove. That's what they remind me of.
So, well, you learn what's on here. You can program onto it, Casey. You'd like that.
So, well,
it's in C, so it's fast. You would like it.
I have a question about.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
laggy
Casey.
Keyboard.
Wait,
this is the set that I have.
Okay.
So I swapped the keys from these two keyboards for the HJK.
Ah.
So this is blue keys, and this is brown ones. So
nice. I went, unsurprisingly, keycap wise. As you can see, so if it's we take the original Amiga keyboard, right, that is what the keys looked like. So I was like, I want them to look exactly like that. And so that is what I did. Same exact
great,
color
though.
Scheme, classic style.
I was
right?
actually going to ask you, why did you go like you were born in 1970s?
Because I was.
Okay. That's actually the reason. Okay. This is fantastic.
Prime, this is why I was not expecting Casey to know the Rock Lee Naruto scene. Okay, this is why he gets the exception.
Yeah, I get a free pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets a free pass on that one.
I get a geezer pass.
I'm a
Here's
decade
the thing.
Older than you, TJ.
My other one does have a little bit of flair. This is a keycap set that was a gift to me. But I like this one a lot too. This is my
I like that.
One.
I like just clean,
just
simple.
Just a little bit of pizzazz, a little bit of flair.
Okay.
You know
what I'm saying? How much flair is too much flair?
You know, it depends what I'm doing.
Hentai.
I think I draw the line at hentai. Like, if your Oki is literally an O face, probably too much.
I don't know if that's where the line starts, but I know it's past the line. Like, line is somewhere before that, but that one...
Dude, my Oki. Look at my Oki. Hold on. I don't know if you can see it, but you can see her mouth. You can see her
mouth. This idiot, dude. Oh, my...
Incredible.
I'm just like, so I'm in Vim, I'm like, control O, 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 O.
Is this why you had to stop streaming, Trash?
Yeah, my stream was like really bad at one point. I don't know how I wasn't banned, but yeah.
Wow.
Oh, this is beautiful.
My
Trash,
keyboard setup
is
puritanical
public,
compared to this. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. So Casey, are you telling me you're not into the keyboard programming side of things? Like, are you a ZMK or QMK kind of kid? What are you?
I do not program a keyboard at all. I used to swap control and caps lock, or not even swap them, but just make caps lock be control, back when I was an Emacs user, because holy cow, right? You were holding that thing down 99.9% of the time.
Yeah.
But now that I go modal, I don't even bother with that, because I don't need to hold down control at all, so...
Yeah, so you would have actually benefited from a thumb cluster, learning to press control with your thumb, and then it wouldn't have been nearly as, like, off to the side the whole time.
When I used Emacs, I actually briefly did try an ergonomic keyboard, and I never really quite, I don't know, I couldn't quite get in the groove that way. It was maybe, like Trash's experience, I think I maybe went a little too ergonomic. Like, I probably should have started with something simpler. There weren't a lot of options at the time due to the whole born in 1970s thing. Nowadays, there's probably better options.
So they don't make keyboards for people made in 1970s?
They actually do.
They didn't make them back then.
He's saying when he was trying earlier.
When I was trying.
I don't
know.
Nowadays,
I could get one, right? But
Have you seen the movie Flubber?
No, I've never heard of the movie Flubber.
Green, that's Robin Williams, right?
Yeah, Robin Williams. Okay, so you do at least know about Robin Williams. So if you would actually look in the Robin Williams photo, let me just bring it up for you right here. You'll notice right here in the Robin Williams photo, he's using a Kinesis Advantage 1.
Oh.
Yeah, Chad can't
from
see
what
it.
Year is this? Black. From what year is that?
1997. That this is 1997.
Okay.
And then if you do Men in Black, I'm very dangerous here, but here we go. Men in Black. Keyboard, Google, let's see what happens here. So if you look at this one, this is the Men in Black one. This is also a Kinesis Advantage right here. It's when in Men in Black. So they've been around for a while. I think they got started in the late 80s or early
90s. I probably could have gotten one then, I'm guessing, when I tried it, because it would have been like maybe late 90s, so they would have been available. Whatever the Kinesis one is, I guess, would have been available at that time. But yeah, I didn't have one of those. It was something weirder than that.
Did no one catch this joke?
No, I got it.
I didn't even hear it.
I'm not going to repeat it, but that was funny.
The edit will catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What joke?
You want to talk about my keyboard, Prime?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about yours.
All right, first, we'll do some keys. I don't know if these sound good or not. I bought this from a random guy on Reddit, and then I've recommended him to like 100 other people. So shout out that guy on Reddit. I did not print this myself, but it is 3D printed, which is cool. I feel like.
Oh,
so it's not as heavy, but it fits your hand really nice. You know, so like
Put your hands here. Hmm. It feels good. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Ready? Here, we'll turn it up all the way.
So I will say this. Okay. I would probably be better at the split key, but I'm not a good, like, touch typer or whatever you call it, home row. So I think that was also, like, I realized, like, once I got a split keyboard, I was like, oh, I'm, like, reaching with some of my hands. So I cross over. Like, I use, like...
Oh, no. Trash, you... Come on, dude.
I'm with Trash. I do the same thing. That's one of the problems I had when switching to the ergonomic one is, like, I'm all over the place. I can't be tamed. I can't be tamed. I got to be all over the place on that keyboard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you know how you're supposed to rest your hands on, like, the, like, pointy fingers on the J?
Yeah.
I'm actually shift over one.
Oh, yeah, I should say.
Because when I'm in Vim, I go, like, JK with my middle finger and ring finger. So I'm, like, so I'm super jacked up.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I type with the correct fingers on stuff. I do need to say, this is a dactyl maniform. I mean, one half of it. The other side still has other stuff connected to it. So I didn't want to unplug it all, but there you go. Okay. So that's the kind of keyboard.
I was watching you type at the tower, and I was like, man, he's like a proper touch typer or whatever you call that. I was like,
yeah.
Skill issue on my end, for
dude,
sure.
You've typed for how many years, and you still don't know how to do it right?
I type, but I type wrong.
Whoa. What is this right? How is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
first
something
of all,
that,
you mean
like,
right? Yeah, what
secretaries
Casey,
came
what do
up
you mean?
With in the 50s or something. Home row? What's that? That's you, I'm supposed to be the old guy here?
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. Yeah. It was great seeing this episode of the stand-up. We'll see you guys.
All right, DJ, let's hear your keyboard, okay?
If you're still typing home row, man, you're stuck in the past. Home row is out.
Dude, I will gatekeep this. You're wrong.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay, why?
Because it literally is designed to fit your hand.
The QWERTY keyboard?
Just keyboards in general. If you put your hands in the same position, everything's in the same position, and then you don't have to play the game of where's my hands.
Maybe for your ergonomic keyboards, that's true, but a normal QWERTY keyboard was just designed because they didn't want the typewriter bars to get caught. I mean, it's not, it's very much not in the right place.
So I think you guys are talking about different things. Prime's saying, like, the literal keys on the keyboard, regardless of what happens when you're typing them, like, they're designed to be hit by certain fingers. The layout QWERTY is not good, and it is a fun historical fact that it was like designed to slow people down.
Yeah,
no, it's so not designed to slow down. It's just designed to have maximum distance between things hitting, and so that way you don't jam your typewriter. But yes, TJ's right. It's not about the typewriter. It's about the fact that if you keep your hands in place, all the keys are accessible, and you don't have to move your fingers or you don't have to move your hands around. All keys are like that's the whole point of a keyboard. So if you don't put your hands in the right place, then you have to, like, move stuff around. You have to look down if you get off center. That's why they even have little nipples on the J and the F so you can kind of feel it so you don't even have to look
Trash
at it.
Does Trash's keyboard have those, too?
I don't even want to know.
My keyboard has
how many nipples does
nipples
yours have,
on.
Trash? All right, TJ, show off your sound. Give me some sounds here.
I did. I'll do it one more time because chat said it sounded good.
That's pretty thocky,
okay,
right?
Okay, so
that's
is that thocky? Is that what thocky is?
I think that's thock.
That feels a little thocky to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anything about keyboards. I had so I started regular keyboard. I was pretty fast typist on that, but I started getting some wrist pain in college. I'm like, I'm way too young to have this problem. Like, this isn't good. I also was doing a lot of percussion. Like, I played percussion decently through college and stuff, too. So I was, like, doing a lot of stuff.
By percussion, you mean xylophone.
I did play. I played all of them in college. Yes, xylophone, marimba, timpani. You know, all the stuff.
What's a marimba?
I do have a marimba in my office. It's true.
That's awesome.
So it's right over here. It's kind of hard to show, but I'll show it in a sec. But so I was like, this is way too early for my hands to like start falling apart. That doesn't seem good. There has to be a way to fix it. Got an Ergodox EZ, which is basically like their first version of the Moonlander. Split keyboard, thumb cluster. Hands felt much better, like, after getting that. And then saw Prime try out Concavity. I was like, I'll give Concavity a try, you know what I mean? But I didn't want to do Kinesis because I wanted to still be able to use QMK, which was, like, the thing to program the keyboard a little bit, just because I wanted to test out some different stuff and do a few, like, some small customizations there. I think Genesis pretty much has all of the
it
stuff
has ZMK
like that
on the Pro, so you can you can ZMK it.
But even now, like, I don't do anything super crazy with mine. It was just like stuff like if I tap the Z key, it types Z, but if I hold it, it's Control. For example,
I'm a normie. What's ZMK?
It's like a way to write code that goes onto the keyboard to control like what happens when you press certain keys.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like you basically like load it up, you flash it onto your keyboard.
Oh,
and then
that's also how when I had my Voyager, I could use like
UI. Exactly. They probably had QMK or ZMK, one of the two.
And basically, it's like a build system where like they make it really easy to flash it onto a bunch of different keyboards, but have a bunch of like shared kind of like library basically for doing stuff. So it makes it really easy to do stuff like, you know, when I tap Z, it types a Z key. When I hold it, it does Control, which I like because then I'm just like stretching my pinky like less.
What do you do if you want to just like say that someone's sleeping? Like you want.
I just type several Z's. I just tap.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Exactly.
But no, he'd use his pinky case. He wouldn't use his first finger because he knows how to type. Remember how we
question
talked about
that? Okay,
this is ridiculous. I don't know. Like, are you guys like super fast typists or something?
TJ is by far the fastest of the typists, but I'm 120 average. I think TJ's like 140 average.
I can type like 150 to 160, like
that's
if I'm really
fast.
Focused. And then, but like a regular typing, like, 140, like I'll hit consistently with 100% accuracy.
I have a question. When you were growing up on the internet, did you guys ever do the uppercase, lowercase typing?
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, I do it with
the SpongeBob case one?
Yes. Yeah. I properly hold
what
the shift on
I
which side.
I still do it right. Trash,
like
I wrote
Look
a NeoVim plugin that does it automatically.
Oh, dude,
so you can
I
just type
so
and
it
will switch cases every other letter depending on your column. So you can just type it and then it'll do it SpongeBob and Vim.
Okay, I actually have a side story real quick.
Okay, hit
so,
us.
Yes.
When AOL first came out way back when, there were these anime chat rooms.
Shocking.
This is going to a wholesome place. So in these chat rooms, you could have like you do the classic ASL, but in these anime chat rooms, like for instance, I would always join just like Dragon Ball Z one. You could have actual like battles, like you could fight them, right?
Okay.
And the way you represent that would be like I'm going to type it in chat real quick. Oh my god, I can't type because there's too much pressure. So you do like something like that. So look in chat. So it's like colon charging spirit bomb or whatever. And you're just sitting here in this chat with just like a bunch of random people just doing that over and over. And you're just like, dodge, colon, dodge, colon, jump. And I got really like fast
win?
At typing with like...
How do you win, Trash?
Yeah, like do you get kicked out of the chat room?
Whoever gets the phone call first to kick them offline ends up losing.
It's just LARPing. I thought you were saying they had some complicated text-based adventure Dragon Ball Z game, but no.
Okay. But yeah, dude, it was. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like.
I do like that idea though. Twitch chat Dragon Ball Z, and if you lose, you get banned. It's just like charging spirit bomb. All right, I got a couple more keyboards for you guys.
Just do it. All right.
Well, really, it's just a couple more switches because I have several of them. So I also played around with the Glove 80. So this one is like ultra thin, ultra light. And so if you want to get into these ones, it's a lot cheaper than a Kinesis. I would move it when I type just because it was too light for me, and I kind of type with a power hand. You know, like my fingers come in at like a high speed, and so I'd actually
he hits
lift
the keyboard really hard when he types. So like for a lot of you, Chad, it probably would not be an issue.
Yeah. For me, this is like a me personal issue. But these are Browns, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to pull off a keycap to find it. I don't have a little tool, and I hate trying.
Are
to,
those
like,
replaceable switches? Are those replaceable switches or hardwired?
But most of these are all hardwired. I'd assume this is all like on the Kinesis, it's all like burnt in. They're not hot swappable ones. Okay. You can't do anything like that. And gotcha. So with this one here, let me turn up the proper microphone. This would be some Browns because I know everyone loves the sound. So here you go. Here's some Browns for you. Browns on a thin body, so the guitar acoustics aren't as good.
Yeah.
Those are pretty clicky for a Brown.
Yeah, they're clicky, but they're also clangy, right? They're not even clicky.
Yeah.
Here's some Reds. Or actually, these are some Browns on a Kinesis.
Same.
Yeah, it's a little
better, maybe.
A lot of plastic clack in there.
Mm-hmm. And then here
cheap.
Is a 60 with some whites.
That's better.
So what's a white key? Is a white key like in the same level as blue? Or
it could be the mic as well. That's kind of giving it a little bit more thwang to it.
Why are you not just doing it on your hold it to the microphone you have right in front of your lips.
I know, but it's not as it doesn't pick it up as easy.
No, that sounds perfect.
It's way better.
That's
sounding.
Way better.
It's 1,000 times better.
Oh, that
it's like
sounds
a different
good.
Keyboard.
No, that sounds good.
All right, stop before trash goes too
Dude,
far.
Wait, Prime, go back and run us back on the other ones.
So that was a white. A white. This is these are pinks.
It literally sounds like my kids are running around.
I didn't
upstairs.
Know these colors existed. Pinks? I never even.
Yeah. These are.
You never heard of pink before,
Josh?
It's a color.
These are jades, as Casey is familiar with.
Oh, those are. They do sound pretty heavy.
You're so stupid.
And then, let's see. These would be. These might be brown or red. I don't know, and I don't have a thing to pull off the keyboard cap.
I'm gonna be honest. They all sound the same at this point.
Okay. Chat going, can confirm pink is a color.
Yeah, these ones definitely, like the Glove 80 definitely has like the
It's worth noting that there's like, the color doesn't really tell you much because there's like 50,000 different switches that are all pink, but
these
you know,
these were Kale box pink.
Box pinks, okay, so slightly more forgiving than the box jade.
Yeah, they're very heavy though, and they definitely have a a thump sound. Like they're not nearly as clackety clickety as the box jades.
What's a box pink box? Pink?
We just described what a box is. Like that's why we are all impressed by it. It's the thing that allows it to be more stable. Trash.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have to when you wiggle it.
Yes.
No
yes. Yes.
Yeah, we don't have to explain it again. He's gonna forget in 15 minutes anyway.
I don't have a box. I don't think these things are wiggly.
Yeah, most switches are not box switches, but there are for people who really want the key not to move at all. It just goes only up and down and never side to side at all.
Is that box actual is with... problem for someone? Like, oh,
it's
I guess,
not a
yeah,
problem
I guess...
or not. It's just, do you like that? Like, if you put those in there, you may find that you like it better. You like it to not kind of move with your
yeah.
finger.
Now that I'm conscious, like I can, it's like super noticeable. Though.
Yes, and so some people
Trash
don't
is
like
about
that.
To go buy three new keyboards.
Yeah, Trash, I get some new ones. Honestly,
guys, I got some boxed something.
Yeah. hey, fellow kids.
Hey guys, check this out. No wiggle.
Okay, so
have you guys heard of box switches? I mean, they're all the. I think they're pretty cool. I don't know if you guys have heard of them.
Yeah, just got my new box switches in. It's no big deal.
Anyways, what are we talking about today?
How much money is too much money to spend on keyboards? Like, where is the cutoff line?
Well, it depends a lot on... I haven't looked at what the kind of prices are recently, but I'm imagining with all crazy stuff like tariffs and all these sorts of things, a lot of this stuff is like you order it from some random place in Taiwan or something, and who knows how that's been affected. So at least back when I bought these... You can build a pretty darn good keyboard with whatever switches and keycaps you want and a nice solid body and all that sort of stuff. If you're anything north of 200, you're probably a little overspending, maybe. But, you know, certainly for over 300, you're probably spending way too much money. And this is good because if you buy one that's in the reasonable range there, you're, like I said, you can use these forever. They last. They're so durable. And so even in the time that I've just had these, I would have had to have bought two of the old kinds of keyboards I used to have. So these ended up actually being cheaper, even though they're much fancier, because the base price isn't really all that different, but they last so much longer.
Question. I have a big question. How many hours did it take for you to put in all the spray foam and everything else?
Well, you know, this is really a question of experience, because now I can do one of these in 30 minutes.
Wrecked, Brian.
Yeah,
and I've done it because I sent one to John. I sent one to John Blow, for example. I made a keyboard for him. You want to try ceramic keys?
Did you put Trash's kind of keys on
there? Oh, you're making keyboards?
Dude, if you should definitely put some anime on there.
No. And so, like, I've built so many of these now. I've built like three of them total, I guess. And the first one was very slow. The second one was pretty fast. The third one was quite fast. So I can just do them now. But when you first do it, you don't know what the heck is going on, right? And the instructions are terrible. So if there even are any, which a lot of times there aren't. So you're just like, you just have these pieces. You're like, okay, where does this go? And eventually, you're like, oh, that goes. I see. You take apart this part of the PCB, you put that inside it, you put it back down, like, okay, I get it, right? Once you know that, you're just like, the thing that takes the longest is pulling the keycaps and the switches. That's what takes the longest, because you got it's 100 plus of those, right?
Do you have to solder them yourselves too?
No. They click in.
Oh, they're hot swappable.
Do you guys
ones.
Lube the keys and stuff?
I've never.
I
lubed
don't
the key.
Lube, but
trash, dude. Relax, okay? We do not need to be talking about that with your keys, okay?
Yeah.
Dang,
lube thick Hentai keys that Trash is working on.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was asking a real question.
No, was. I think mine are Trash.
Yeah, but they can't be, no. You can't think they are because lube doesn't last forever.
Well, they used to be.
Yeah, and you can over lube too and they get sticky.
Yeah, there's factory lubed ones that just come that way. Oh god, those phrases are terrible.
Are you factory... okay, Casey?
Yeah.
Casey, this is a family-friendly show, okay?
There's factory lubed ones, and those would just be the way they are right when you get them. But then, yeah, people do...
the way you said it, it was just like... It was very,
dirty. I didn't even know what to do with it.
You're, very...
But
aggressive.
If you want to lube them yourself, yeah, then you're getting in there. You're getting right in there, and you got to do every little key your own, and you got to work it up and down to make sure that the lube gets all in there the way it should. Mm-hmm. And so that's a bigger investment. So I don't do that, and I don't mind the feel of the ones currently. But I'm sure some people are like, oh man, if they're not lubed, then it's not
the same.
Not good at all. Do you, Trash? Do you lube them up?
So the GMMK one, this one, so I didn't even know anything about lubing until I got this thing. This thing was over-lubed. I hit the space bar as soon as I opened it, and it just, stayed, pressed down. And I was like, what the heck is wrong with this keyboard? I paid so much money. So then I opened it up, and I just, saw all this, lube everywhere, and I was just like, ugh.
What did they do?
No, just, how did that make any sense? How does lubing make it not...
Cause it was globbed. It was just globbed up. So when you push it, it just almost felt when you squeeze an Elmer's glue bottle and you just put way too much on there. That's basically what it looked like.
Relatable scenario, yeah.
Why did they do that? What happened? Was it just a screw up?
I don't know. But now the W one gets sticky. That's why I stopped using it. I was too lazy to open it, so I just bought a new keyboard. That's what it does.
All right.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean? What's wrong with me? I'll sell this one too if anyone wants this one.
This is just turning into Trash sells keyboards. Trash is doing a virtual garage sale. I love it.
Okay. This was supposed to be a gear episode, but all we talked about was keyboards, and it's basically
that.
Over.
No, I don't think there's anything else we need to talk about because I don't find mice that interesting. Right, I mean, generally speaking, I use a keyboard to type all day, so if I have to use a mouse, I don't really care. The Magic Mouse I find actually super inconvenient because you can't really touch it. The moment you touch it incorrectly, it's just like, oh, hey, I swiped left for you, doc. I got it. And you're just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want that. Dude, then why buy such a stupid mouse? Why not just have a tactile button instead of some weird touch button?
Stop attacking me?
Because it's magic.
It's a magic mouse. This is literally how I scroll, like a phone.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. Hold on.
I scroll my thumb.
You pick up your mouse like a
phone. No. I'm just showing you because I got to show the camera.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm like this. I'm like...
I thought you were saying you just literally... Every time you wanted to scroll, you're like, right, bruh.
Next stand up, I'm just going to be here and look at a website.
Computer. Computer, please scroll the image now.
Open Vim. Yes. No. Open Vim.
Yes. Yeah, not
order
them,
hentai
them.
Keycaps. Pre-lubed.
What
did it make you think of, Trash?
Pre-lubed. All right.
We're going to have to end this episode.
Okay. That's fine.
Now.
Is there any other hardware that you find is super important? So I tried feet pedals or little pedals.
Let's talk about it on a different episode. I want to talk more about the rest of our setups. But we're going to talk for 2 hours about it.
Okay. Well, we also got to talk. This also because everyone on here is doing streaming and things. We have to talk stuff like microphones too, right?
I know. None of us know what we're doing out here. Okay.
Are you serious?
Casey
does. I want to ask Casey.
Yeah.
Casey, you don't know this?
Yeah, Casey. I
just
want you to explain.
Your stream setup video was the first thing that I ever used.
Right here.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
are you
Casey,
serious, TJ?
You need to help us with this, yeah.
Can't hear anything. I don't have headphones on.
That super crappy one where I had the lights around the thing?
Well, it just gave me some inspiration for stuff to try out, but yes. That was when I was first starting, 5 years ago.
All right.
I found your video.
Then I guess we do have to talk about this.
Yeah.
You guys are pros. You should have all the things you should know all the things that there are in the world.
I've got a ring light. Pretty cool.
All right. Yes.
I'm using an iPhone for my camera.
What?
Yeah. No okay. joke. This right here,
hey,
this
looks
is iPhone.
Good. It's really good.
All right. All right, by the way, chat, Casey, everyone wants to, or Bisco really wants to know, can you please ask Casey what kind of keycap profile he likes? DSA, Cherry, then there's ellipsy at the end, but it was only two dots, so I assume that's an ellipsy.
Yes, I am apologize for not remembering. I had to look this up when I was ordering them, and now I've forgotten. I will try to show you the profile here, but I forget exactly which one it was.
Figure it out, chat. Put that in AI. You got it.
Like I could go. Bar. I can post this after because, like, yeah, there's. I tried actually. There's ones that are very, very tall. Like, and I tried that for a little while, and I did like one of the thing. Here's the thing about keyboards. This is like to bring it all the way back to the beginning where we started from. One of the things about keyboards that is underappreciated, I think, if you are a programmer. Or even just someone who does a lot of work on a keyboard. Variety actually is pretty cool. And maybe not if you're in the ergonomic zone where you're like, no, I'm all about, like, I've got to get it set up just for, you know, I'm trying to minimize hand pain and maximize words per minute and whatever else, right? Okay, maybe not because you want it completely repeatable. But for me, it's like, oh, you know, having a variety where, like, maybe I'm going to switch out my keycaps. Maybe I'm going to switch out my switches. I'm going to go clicky for a month, right? It's actually fun. It just makes it fun to type, to have different stuff, right? And so I did try for a little while taller keycaps that were more, and they were the cupped kind. So the profiles, there's a bunch, you know, the key profiles with names I never remember because I just don't, you know, if I was building keyboards every day, I'd remember, right? But you do it every year or something, you don't remember what all the names are. There's ones that are very cupped, like your fingers and trash. I don't want to give you any ideas, but they cup those fingers. They are right. They are snug. They just make you feel like you are on the loving embrace of a cloud-like pillow. Cloud.
Yeah. Not where my head was going, but yeah, I agree.
That. Yeah. Anyway, those, they feel really great. They really do. But the typing experience isn't as good. They're too high for me, and I felt like there was too much travel, so I didn't end up sticking with those. But again, it's fun for a month, right? So I have enjoyed the other kinds of keycaps in the past, and I've also tried the super low-profile ones. I just come back to the more classic standard ones pretty much every time because I just, you know, again, I'm trying to get back to the old Amiga feel. That's what I'm looking for. Amiga, of course, means girlfriend, so I guess that ties back into the trash.
That works for you, trash.
That works for the thing. But yeah, that's how I... So sorry, chat, but I'm pretty bog standard on the profile thing.
Okay. So what about grams, like pressure? Is there a specific amount that you find to be too much or too little? Because I, you know, like riding with the Pinks, they're like 65 or 75. And my Box Jades are like 55. And I actually feel such a difference that right now it hurts my right wrist. So I actually have two separate keyboards. I like the sound of Pink on one side. And then I go clicky on one side, more chunky on the other side. Because it's kind of fun. And so I kind of do both. And I was wondering, especially since you hot replace them, do you ever do like a mixture of them? So each key kind of has a bit of a little you know, funness to.
All right, sorry. I muted him. Chat, sorry. We're going to end the episode right here. We're going to just move up.
Both of them, so I have them both.
Prime, you're back now. You're back. They can hear you again.
I actually stun-locked poor Trash. Like, Trash is just like...
So, I have to admit, my recollection was that Pink... So, Jades are actually more... They're harder than Pinks, was my recollection. Meaning a Jade has more... I don't know what you want to call that.
Grams.
The pressure.
It was grams. I don't know how grams work with pressures, but it says G's.
I thought that for some reason, my recollection was that Jades were harder than Pinks, but if they're either way, I did try both of those. So I tried doing a whole keyboard Jade and a whole keyboard with the Box Pinks, both Box Jades and Box Pinks. And I found that both of them were too much for me. I didn't like having to push that hard on the switches. Separate from the clickiness, which I, you know, because I, like I said, I like the variety. Sometimes I'm like, I might do clicky for a little while. But, you know, I tend to come back to silence, but I'll do it sometimes. I found it was too much. However, important caveat, when I built the keyboard for John, those were ceramic keycaps. And ceramic keycaps are extraordinarily heavy. Like, they are way heavier than the standard, like, plastic keycaps that we all typically use. And on those, I actually pretty much had to use on the bigger keys. Like, he usually likes blue switches, so I think I used a Gateron Pro Blue. I don't remember exactly what switch was it was, but it was a blue switch. But on the bigger keys, like on the return key and the space bar and things like that, I had to use Jade's because it just the blue could not hold the key up. It was too squishy feeling because they were so heavy. The space bar on those ceramic keys is so heavy. So it does depend a little bit on what you're putting on top of it, I think. Although presumably not as much if you're not going something ridiculous like a ceramic keycap. But yeah, for me, I don't like going for the Jades or the Box Jades or Box Pinks. They were too much for me. So.
Huh.
Prime, I think you're not min-maxing enough. I think we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to get per key different switches for you.
Okay.
Based on
that.
Your finger strength and distance from home row. That's I think like you're not min-maxing enough right
Does
now.
Does anyone sell an ergonomic keyboard with the swappable, with hot swappable?
I think I think when it comes to concavity, they're all non-hot swappable.
I can understand why, but it's too bad because it would be nice if you could just, you know, tweak
Prime,
them.
We can go on a 3D printing arc.
There could be a 3D printing arc here. You know, it would be kind of cool to be able to be like, hey, I 3D printed this, and then I put in the center, I have the heaviest because that's where I'm like, that's where I'm, you know, because just like a professional boxer, like I don't aim to punch the front of the face. I aim to punch the back. Right. And ooh. So when I type,
dang.
I'm not trying to hit the key. I'm trying to hit through the key. So
wow.
I actually bent the metal. Yes,
boxing?
I bent the metal on what's it called? My MacBook Pro when I used to use a MacBook because I would actually slap of the space bar so hard that there was a warp in the metal when I would type because I just love smashing it. I just smash, dude. It's so hard.
Dude, when I'm in the zone coding, I am pounding that keyboard.
Yeah, dude. I have broken multiple keyboards because I just take them to Pound Town every mm-hmm. time.
Dude, I'll be pounding. I'll be pounding.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, this we were talking about terminal.shop. Like, where is the Prime-approved official 3D printed keyboard? Like, why is that not an item that can be ordered by the chat?
Because I would hate to get into the business of printing keyboards.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no amount of money you could pay me to be like, hey, do you want to just, like, make keyboards for a living? It's like, no, I don't want to solder, print.
Yeah. Yeah, fair
enough. Trust me, any product we make or sell, we are not having you be a critical piece of the pipeline of getting it from purchase to customer.
I would agree that the only person that needs to be a critical piece is somebody outside of our company that's all they do.
Okay.
We're on now.
Yes.
I'm on that team.
Fair enough.
Why is everyone laughing at that? It's kind of just a jerk move right there.
Well, because it seemed like they were suggesting that somehow it would be unreliable if you were involved in producing anything from the pipeline. And I'm like, that was a bit of a backhand.
I don't think anyone was thinking Prime was going to hand solder all the ones on the shop.
Yeah.
That wasn't the... We were saying just for you, you could make one. We could go on a 3D printing arc. But this is like, you guys will appreciate this. I got to tell him one story because I know that chat and Trash and Case will appreciate this. When we were going to Miami, like a few days before, all of a sudden Prime messages in Slack. He's like, hey, guys, do we have an Airbnb? I could just go get one right now.
No, I did not say that. I said, hey, TJ, do you have an Airbnb? CC Dax, because I wasn't sure if Dax has already booked everything or not. So I actually did it that way. That was like a very concerned thing, like helping you, TJ. Like I thought maybe we were on our own because last year we were on our own. So I'm out there like actually being a good friend. And if I'm wrong, Dax will correct me.
Yeah.
And so they made fun of me from there on out. Like I was going to book the whole house. No, I take Tej for that exact reason.
I just liked the implication, one, that we were waiting on you to book the Airbnb. Well, that was the main thing that was cracking me. It was like within the week before.
You know, Prime, you try to be a nice guy, and this is what they do.
Dude, I know. I got bust so hard for like for days they made fun of me on that one.
It was
like,
pretty funny.
Guys, where's their B&B, Prime? Dude, I'm just like, I literally reached out to TJ and then ensured that our team planning lead knew that I was talking about it.
To be fair, within one like screen page, like scrolling up, was the message with the reservation to the Airbnb.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine.
He doesn't know how to use the magic mouse to scroll up.
True, he
okay?
was not holding his mouse sideways.
So how are you supposed to get back
and thumbing up?
I didn't have
the reservation. Hold on, I got you.
Jarvis, yes. Reservation. Reservation, please.
Airbnb reservation.
Siri. Yeah.
Do we have an Airbnb? Siri, where am I?
this is not okay.
I'm gonna bring this around with me all the time. It's part of me.
All right. Well,
I think we need to end it there.
Yeah, I do. I agree with
you. It needs to be over. Ladies and gentlemen, if those of you at home are interested in keyboard stuff, I unfortunately highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun, but be prepared to waste way too much time on it if you get into it. That is all there is to say. Find the keyboard that's right for you, even if it involves Hentai keycaps and whatever the heck else. I don't know. It's okay.
If you're this far in the episode, you must love Casey a lot. Don't forget to check out Meow the Infinite and the Kickstarter for him.
Whoa.
Oh, my God,
Does anybody know this? Meow
the Infinite. We talked about it while you were gone.
Oh,
yes, if you do, our Kickstarter is live. If you are looking for a graphic novel series for you and your kids, actually... It is all ages. It's a great story. Beautiful artwork. MeowTheInfinite.com. Come check us out. We got all kinds of great stuff on there. And, thank you guys for letting me mention it, actually. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Trash, you got anything
almost done
you do?
With the second one.
You got anything? Huh? I'm just kidding.
He does, actually. Trash did. He's speaking at a conference that sounded cool.
Well, yeah,
his talk sounded cool.
Really? What is it called?
Prime.
What is it called?
I'm speaking at Render Atlanta.
Oh, cool. So it must be, like, I assume Render Atlanta must be about like using the canvas and cutting edge.
Yeah, of course. Duh.
For rendering. What is it about? Is that right? It is.
What's the talk going to be on?
It's just a huge tech conference in Atlanta. I don't think it's like specific to like rendering or anything.
Oh, okay.
What's your talk going to be on?
Yeah, what
my
is it about?
My talk is called WTF TypeScript, and I'm gonna go into all these weird obscure things in TypeScript.
Trash, run it back for us after.
Yeah,
on the stand-up. I want the WTF TypeScript. I want you to run that back.
I'm debating how many memes is too many memes for a talk, because I'm like loading that boy up, so I don't know.
Trash, we'll run set it up back a scene for us so it looks awesome live, and we will be on the side like an audience, and you should just run it for us. You can even do your test presentation on it so that way we can like correct anything you want, any live feedback. It'd be pretty sweet.
I don't think it's streamed. Is that what you're getting at?
No, we're saying on here, Trav.
Oh.
Yeah, the stand-up. Like, you
we
want to
hear your talk.
Oh, it's not done. I'm not finishing it until like the day of the conference.
That's why I said after. Don't worry.
Okay,
I was not going to make
you
do any extra
like
work before.
Okay, gotcha.
I think Prime was trying to be helpful, and he was thinking that perhaps you had finished the lecture.
Really stressed out because I've only done like I've done small stand-up talks, but for big ones, I've only done them virtually. So, like, if my jokes don't land, I'm going to know.
Here's the terrible part.
If they don't land, and I'm going to be like, I'm literally going to melt into the stage.
Yeah.
Trash, if you fly me out, I'll laugh really loud at your jokes.
We can be plants in the audience.
Plant some laugh machines throughout the audience.
So, Trash, here's a little bit of a warning. Whenever you're doing a live talk, it's also sometimes hard to hear the audience. So you may be getting some like nice little chuckles, like that's pretty good. But you're not going to hear any of that. It's going to be quiet. So unless if they're rioting out in the audience, you're just not going to hear it. And so don't, you know.
Well, if they're not rioting, I'm upset. So
okay,
you know,
because it could be hitting home. It just may not be like belly laughing.
I'll report back on one of the stand-ups all defeated.
How you doing out there, Atlanta?
Yeah. Please.
Silence.
I'm just going to
start off by
Michael
getting
Scott
the city
that
wrong.
Whole thing. I swear it's going to be great.
Trash. Start off with getting the city wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Dude, that's
what's
great...
up, Alabama?
I love how you said get the city wrong and then you said a state. TJ,
yes,
that was
exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be so good.
I'm sure there's a city somewhere called Alabama.
That's good. Anyway, that was
he was talking Europe. About Alabama, Wisconsin. Everyone knows that.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Great talk, everybody.
Boot up today. Vibe coating errors on my screen. Terminal coffee and hair living.